these animals that, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, there are horrible, awful ways. Those are the only ways. So what you do is you love them, and you spend a lot of money on them, and you give them the life they deserve, and we want to help them do that.
And you rely on the support of people to support this shelter. So we'll have more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Check out those bids. You can text it to us through your Civic Media app. You can call us. Austin just itching to answer the phone here, 715-762-3221. We are here, and the Catkins Day of Giving is underway here.
I will watch it ring and laugh as you go to voicemail.
And we will play the news right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are 11 days away from the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump in Austin, Texas today, taping the Joe Rogan podcast. Kamala Harris in Houston, Texas, appearing with Beyonce and Willie Nelson, both of whom have endorsed her. What do voters think about the idea of Donald Trump as a fascist, as former Trump chief of staff John Kelly contends this week? ABC News asked about that in a recent poll, and ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the numbers.
This ABC News Ipsos survey shows half of registered voters believe Donald Trump is a fascist, defined in our poll as a political extremist who seeks to act as a dictator, disregarding individual rights and threatening to use force against his or her opponents. Under that definition, 22% say Kamala Harris is a fascist. A third say neither candidate is.
President Biden is in the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. This is ABC News. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Michael Jeffries is set to be arraigned today on sex trafficking charges. He is accused of luring young men to sex parties with the promise of modeling jobs. In Washington state, hundreds of thousands of chickens are being destroyed.
An outbreak of bird flu at a farm in Franklin County has led to two confirmed human cases. There were workers brought in to sanitize the facility and expected to recover. State epidemiologist Dr. Scott Lindquist says they don't believe there is any risk to the public.
This is only being seen in agricultural workers.
But cleanup is a monumental task with the destruction and disposal of 800,000 chickens.
They have to deal with the eggs also.
The birds gassed with carbon dioxide and the carcasses composted on site. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
Most areas around Asheville, North Carolina have running water again. It's back nearly a month after Hurricane Helene devastated the area. Officials tell the New York Times the water is still not safe to drink and they don't know when that will change. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's a Friday night skate party in Hayward. Wear your Halloween costume and be entered into drawings throughout the night. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Skating is from 7 to 8:45 p.m. The entry is $7, and skates are a $3 rental. Anyone 9 years old and younger must have adult supervision. Once again, this is Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park for Friday night ice skating. Then, Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m., it's Chicago-style hot dog day at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. Backed by popular demand, they invite you to come on down and enjoy Chicago-style hot dogs. They have Vienna beef hot dogs, lime green relish, sport peppers, onions, mustard, celery salt, pickle spears, tomato, and sesame seed steamed buns. Once again, that is Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. James Jim A. Setterman, age 80, of Park Falls, died peacefully at home on Sunday, October 20th. He is survived by his two children, Danilyn Fisher of Park Falls, and by James Setterman of Shakopee, Minnesota. Survived also by one granddaughter and by his former wife, Patty Skamorowski of Phillips, and by his brother, Jerry Setterman of Park Falls. Also survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 2nd at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Visitation to be held from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service on Saturday, November 2nd at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Jim A. Setterman, age 80, of Park Falls. Thomas A. Smith, age 84, of Park Falls, died on Monday, October 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Annalise, of Park Falls, by his six children, Susan Koshak, of Park Falls, by John Smith of Park Falls, Pete Smith of Park Falls, Jim Smith of Nina, by Andrea Simmons of Sherwood, and further survived by Lisa Schiedemeyer of Oshkosh. Survived also by 17 grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, and by two sisters, Marie Ball of Park Falls, and by Joan Anderson of Phillips, further survived by his sister-in-law, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Tuesday, October 29th at 11 a.m., Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas A. Smith, age 84, of Park Falls. Barbara Ann Mess, 71, of Phillips, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, October 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Jessie Demon of Phillips, further survived by her grandchildren, and by her siblings, Jeanette Lickness of Spring Valley, by Alan Frazel of Amory, and by Lauren Frazel of New Richmond. Also survived by Jesse's brother of Phillips, and by many nieces, nephews, friends, and her beloved furry companion, Ellie. There will be a celebration of life on Saturday, November 2nd, starting at noon at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, located in Phillips. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara Ann Mess, 71, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3-ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy. And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jaire Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And we had volleyball action last night. Regional championship games now will be tomorrow. Mercer and Mellon both winning last night. Mellon ending butternut season with that victory. So Mellon will play at Mercer tomorrow night for the regional title. Winter and Prentice both winning at home last night. They will meet in Prentice tomorrow night for that regional championship. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, they hit the road, taking on number one seed Wabino Leona. Wabino Leona wins that to move on. So Shawamigan season comes to a close last night, and it was Rib Lake topping Abbotsford. Rib Lake will travel to Wabino Leona now in their next contest. Phillips at home last night, a winner. They'll get another home game tomorrow, regional championship. They'll take on Edgar, the three-seed Edgar, advanced on with a victory. And in Division II action, the Lakeland T-Birds traveled to number one seed at O'Connell Falls, and O'Connell Falls gets a win on that last night. The Lakeland soccer team, they are good this year. They had a wonderful year. They continue on. Regional championship game tomorrow. They get a 2-0 win yesterday in their action over Seymour. High school football tonight, as our eight-man teams wrap up their season. Phillips will be over at Green Bay New Lutheran tonight, 7 o'clock right here. And Shawamigan will host Thorpe tonight. That game tonight on 103.1 FM.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
And our day of giving, our week of giving wraps up, but our official day of giving for our local Catkins shelter. Joel here, Austin's here, Gray's here. I don't think I've ever had this many people in studio this early in the morning. This is absolutely wonderful.
Nice and cozy.
Yeah, and Tanya from the shelter has also stopped in. How you doing, Tanya?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to snuggle you up a little bit closer to that microphone there. All right, here we go. Going to be a fun day, hopefully a productive day, and we're going to have all kinds of people stopping in today to share their stories, Tanya, of how they are a part of Catkins, how Catkins has helped them, maybe an adopted pet, all kinds of people stopping in, right?
That's right. We have board members, volunteers, adopters, fosters, supporters. Everybody loves Catkins, and they're coming in to support today.
Yeah, fantastic. So our goal is $10,000. Now, we've had some fundraisers going on over the last month, pretty heavy. People have probably seen a lot of them. But we have a goal of raising funds, not only obviously for the day-to-day operations of Catkins, but to get a more space. We need more space.
Yes.
For our cats and dogs, right? That is the ultimate goal and why we're pushing the last month or two here, right?
That's correct, Joel. So basically, we needed a new facility about 3-4 years ago, and now we're at the point where we have to add more space. So we have ramped up our fundraising efforts. We have a building plan in the works right now. We don't have a final number on that, but we know it's not going to be inexpensive. Originally, we were going to add on to our existing facility, but that plan was kiboshed when we realized our wellhead was too close to the building.
All right.
So now we are actually going to put up a separate facility with 6 additional kennels, making it 16 dog kennels.
Okay. All right. So that obviously the expense of that will be significant, but is necessary not only with the dog kennels, but you have, you told me the other day, 67 cats. Are we still at about there now?
We're at 69 now because we had an adoption yesterday, but we had 3 more cats come in. So
all right.
If I did the math right, we're right around 70.
And our
about
current,
3 a day come
our
in.
Our current facility, we don't have room for 69 cats in our current facility,
no.
Do we, Tanya?
No, we don't. We don't have room for that many, but sadly, we do need more room for even more than that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm imagining cat bunk beds, Gray. I'm imagining like bunk beds, and they're like, you know, like a summer 4-H camp for these cats. I'm drawing a scenario in my mind just to get through what it takes to take care of 69 cats, Tanya.
Now I just have a scene in my mind of like cats fighting over the top bunk bed, like the scene on Lion King.
Yeah, exactly. But you guys are doing everything you can to make their experience here and transition to their forever home a good one. It's a challenge, though, isn't it?
It is a challenge. It's a challenge that we're up for, and we do love what we do. One of our biggest issues right now is we're kind of too big for our britches. We don't have enough staff members to care for. Some days there's 100 cat kennels to clean with one staff member and 4 hours to clean them. We used to be able to completely rely on volunteer help, but we have so many animals now, it's just overwhelming for everybody. So we definitely need more room, we need more staff members, and but we enjoy every minute of this.
How are we doing volunteer wise out there at Catkins?
Volunteer team at Catkins is always really strong, especially being such a small rural community where it isn't always easy to find people to volunteer. It tends to always be like with the schools, the same parents volunteering.
Sure.
There's not a big pool of people to pull from, not to mention everybody's very busy working. So we do have a great volunteer team. We have 2 dog walking teams every day, 7 days a week, and we have transport volunteers who come in to socialize the cats, pretty much volunteers for everything, but their time is limited too. Mm-hmm. Everybody works, we have snowbirds who go south for the winter, and then we lose quite a big chunk of our volunteer team, which is a lot of retired folks.
Yeah.
So, but we do have a strong group of people who believe in Catkins and our mission, and they're always there for us.
What about the person who is listening right now and they're like, you know, I just want to be that person who comes out there, maybe fills the cat bowls, maybe the dog bowls, takes a few dogs for a walk, maybe picks up a cat and loves them a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is there a spot for somebody as basic as that?
You know, we try to find a spot for everybody. We realize not everybody's cut out to walk dogs. Sure. A lot of people think they are, and they sign up for it, and then they show up, and just the noise level alone is so intimidating to them that they never come back. We do have a lot of that happening.
And they have some of them have a lot of energy, too, because
they have a lot of energy, it really explodes the minute a new person walks in the dog room. So we do tell people, though, not to let that intimidate them, because we have different levels of volunteering, and you certainly are welcome to just pet or groom a dog in the office or on a bench out on the field, in the walking field. There's many ways to volunteer where you don't have to physically manhandle dogs out on the trails.
Yeah, because that transition, that socializing transition is very important, isn't it? When someone comes in and they want to adopt a cat or a dog, you guys do whatever you can to transition that animal so they're kind of ready for their home, right?
Yeah, we do. And you know what, Catkins, our goal is never to just get the animal out the door as quick as possible, because we know that it's likely the animal will end up coming back with the behavior issues that we haven't addressed. So we do try with cats and dogs. Many times we'll get cats brought in by the humane officer that are somewhat feral or definitely not socialized with humans in any way. And by the time they're done a couple of weeks later with our amazing staff, they are friendly enough to be adopted as a house cat.
Okay.
And we do get many, many dogs that are like abandoned strays or we're in a neglected abuse situation and they need further help before they're ready for adoption. And that's kind of what we specialize in doing.
All right. Well, and we're going to talk more about the financial side of it and what it, that whole process of a cat and dog and how they are turned over to their forever home here throughout the morning. Again, this is our day of giving. It wraps up our week of giving here for Catkins Animal Rescue. They're located just west of Park Falls off of E. You'll see the sign out there. A lot of you maybe don't travel that way, so haven't been by there. But the facility has been around for, what we say yesterday, 15 years. 14 years. And the facility, the people who put it up initially had great foresight. It was a blessing to have that happen. But now we need a little more space. Need a little more space. So we're reaching out to you, our listeners, here on the morning show once a year. We come to you with a paw in the air and a tongue hanging out saying, hey, can you just give us just a little bit here to help out one of our nonprofits?
Got the head tilt and all.
Head tilt and all, yes, exactly. So if you'd like to pledge, thank you to Ross's Sports Shop. John Carlson and the folks at Ross's Sports Shop in Phillips have pledged $100. R&T Window Cleaning. Rich, we thank you, Rich, for that $100 pledge yesterday. If you could give a little bit, even if it's $5 or $10, if you want to just stop into the radio station, we're here until 6 o'clock tonight, and just drop $5 or $10, that's fine. Well, you don't have to put a name behind it if you don't want to. If you want to, if you have a business and maybe you want to donate $50, $100 and challenge other businesses to also pledge and to help out our local Catkins shelter. We got a ways to go here, Tanya. We're at almost $1,700, just under $1,700, and a $10,000 goal today. But I'm hoping with our listeners that we can make this happen. Gray, what do you think? What are the odds? What are the Vegas odds on us hitting $10,000?
You know, I don't gamble as a matter of course because I'd be bad at it and I'd probably still like it. So I know I shouldn't. So our odds are good, Joel. I'll call them good. I believe in us.
All right.
I've been proven to be all right with the odds, so I'm going to place my bets on. We're going to make it.
All right. We're going to make it. We're going to make it, odds. That's the Vegas odd.
All right.
We're going to win, odds. We're going to make it. 715-762-3221. You can email us and communicate that way. We know a lot of you are working, and maybe you can't call WCQM at civicmedia.us. If you want to text us your bid through the Civic Media app, you can do so. Great. We want to make it very clear, though, on the spreadsheet where all the bids are. It's a little bit confusing. The guy who set it up made it a little bit confusing. That would be me. But pay attention to the numbers that are right next to the item, right?
Yes, right next to the item. And probably send us both the item number and the item name just to give us the best shot of understanding you. We need the help.
Yeah, exactly. So we appreciate all the bids so far. We're having a lot of fun with it. If you want to come on in here, Tanya, all the items that we have here were garnered up by you and your volunteers at Catkins. We have just an incredible array, over 70 items that were donated for this.
Yeah, we are really blessed with amazing supporters. And when we did the call out for the Radio Marathon donations, we filled our tiny little front room at Catkins so quickly. And I actually have items that were brought a little too late to put on, but I mean, we probably, if we had kept going, we wouldn't have been able to fit everything here in the studio. So we are truly blessed, that's for sure.
All right, so bid on those items, have fun with that, consider a donation to Catkins. We'll talk more with Tanya and more on the 98Q Morning Show here at 7:22.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Sandy Town. She spent the summer there, a couple houses down. Well, it was magic in the air when she caught my eye. We shared three short months and one long goodbye. She was the one that got away, the one that wrecked my heart. I should have never let her go. I should have begged her to stay. She was the one that got away. Yeah, the one that got away. Well, she kissed my lips down on Ocean Drive. She set my world on fire on the 4th of July. We wrote our names in the sand under the star-soaked sky, but it washed away like she did with a rising tide. Begged her to stay. She was the one that got away. Yeah. Now every summer rolls around, I'm looking over my shoulder, wishing I could see her face, wishing I could hold her. She was the one that got away. Spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
98Q Country and our Day of Giving. Jake Owen there, benefiting the Catkins Animal Shelter here in Park Falls. Give us a call, 715-762-3221, to pledge whatever amount. Every little bit helps. Our goal is to get to $10,000. We want to get a little more room out there for our furry cats and dogs out there at Catkins. We've got Tanya, the Catkins Animal Shelter. I want to make sure I get your title right. Manager, director, what would you like me to call you?
Manager.
Today, Tanya? Manager,
yep.
Okay. There we go. We want to feature a few specific animals that we have out there at the shelter. So let's talk a little bit about that this segment.
Yeah, so right now we have 14 dogs available for adoption. And as far as cats available for adoption, I believe we have about 35. We do have almost 70 cats, but they're not all quite ready yet. Throughout the day, I'll put a picture on our Facebook page of the different animals I'm talking about. And then we do have some sponsored animals as well, which means somebody has graciously sponsored their adoption fee, so there isn't an adoption fee
for
that animal.
Wow. So if the financial side of it, if you're like, well, things are tight, I want a cat or dog, well, we have a few that you don't have to worry about that, right?
Okay. Yep, and
very
that's
good.
Always amazing for the animal.
Yeah.
And we just have a lot of animals that if anybody has any questions, they can definitely email us about the animal, but we would love to see some applications come in today for those.
Okay. All right. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org always has updated photos of cats and dogs that are available for adoption. Talk a little, just, I don't want to cover the whole thing because it's going to take a while through the day, but talk about initially what happens when a cat or dog is presented to you from someone for whatever reason, needs to be housed at the Catkins shelter. So what's the traditional first process of that once you receive the animal?
Sure. Real quickly, I just want to talk about surrendering an animal. I think that a lot of folks are a little intimidated about surrendering an animal because there's a little bit of a taboo guilt, shame feeling with that. But I do want to reiterate that we're here to help our community, and we do understand that times are tough. Vetting costs are very high, and Catkins is here to help you. So if you need help with your animal, please email us, because that's what we're here for.
Well, if someone is surrendering their animal, that usually means that something triggered in their mind that this just isn't right. I'm not going to be able to give this dog the attention it needs, or whatever it may be. Something has triggered in that person's mind that I probably should not have this animal at this time. Is that correct?
It is correct. And, you know, when somebody emails or calls us about a surrender, the first thing we do is talk to them. Do you want to keep the animals? Is there a way we can help you do that? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're moving, and that's a big thing right now. With what, one reason animal shelters are so full is because of the housing crisis and the fact that many landlords do not allow pets anymore. So sometimes they just don't have a choice. So if they don't have a choice, we do try to get that animal in as quickly as we can. We do have a process we go through. But sometimes they just simply don't fit well in their home. They may not do well with children, or there may be a life change and they're just not doing well. And that's what we're here for. And so we want people to know that we're here for them if they're, if needed.
All right. So you receive the animal at the shelter, whether it's a cat or a dog. So what's the first thing that we're doing with the animal?
Okay, so the first thing we do is an intake on the animal. So whether it's a cat or dog, they all get a flea or tick treatment. They all get a microchip implanted. We do that right at the rescue. We do their distemper vaccination. For dogs, we do Bordetella vaccination. And then most of the time, they get put on about a week-long hold waiting to go into the vet to get spayed and neutered. Once they're at the vet, they do have other further testing that we do. They get a rabies vaccination. We can't do rabies vaccinations at the rescue. We deworm the animal, and there are certain tests that we do on-site at Catkins with the cats, the FeLV and FIV tests. And so every animal goes through that same intake process. Sometimes, like we had a cat this week that had to go in and have her leg, she had surgery on her leg, so that cat, her cost for that surgery was around $1,000. So that cat not only went through that intake process, but also had to have a surgery. So the typical healthy animal that comes in for a cat is around $209 when you add up all those different things.
That's assuming that it's just basic. That's the very bottom line right there.
Yeah, that's a cat who doesn't develop a URI or some other illness, which is pretty typical, especially since many of our cats are coming from the outdoors and they've never been vetted or vaccinated.
Right.
So they come in sick, and then many times we have to hold them actually sometimes for several months to get over the illness. We don't want to adopt out a sick animal.
Sure. So the 209 is just your basic, all the vaccinations, like you said. But then of course, we're feeding them every day and everything else that goes along with it.
Right, and that does not include staffing to take care and clean the animal every day, to feed the animal, and all the supplies that go with it. And that's just for a cat. Now, a dog is much more expensive. To spay and neuter a dog is a very high cost for even rescues. People think that we do it at the rescue. We get a lot of phone calls asking if we could help spay and neuter their animal at the rescue. And the truth is that Catkins has to travel all over the northern Wisconsin area to get our animals vetted. And we actually travel 2 hours in every direction, sometimes twice a week, to get the best pricing to lower our costs to get our animals spayed and neutered.
Right.
But the average price after fully vetting a female dog is $392 for Catkins and $352 for a male, just because the neuter surgery is a little less.
Okay.
And that's a healthy dog.
All right. So that gives you an idea of what it takes from an animal that arrives, the very basic, and we'll talk more about that. And obviously, when you're adopting a pet, you're not paying all that. So we'll talk about that a little bit here. So if you have any if you want to support our day of giving today for Catkins, give us a call. We'll take your pledge. You don't have to stop by today. We know everybody's busy doing stuff. But if you just want to call up and say, 20, 50 bucks or whatever, maybe you want to do it in honor of a pet that you've had in your life. Everybody has that pet. Most people have that pet when they're younger, where you're just like, man, what a great dog or cat that was. The memories we have, Tanya, as children, so many times are related around pets, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of our adopters come in, and part of the adoption process is just listening to them talk about their past pets or a pet they just lost. Yeah. And we love to hear about that, and it helps us match them with their next pet too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll talk. We got all day. We'll talk pet stories later. I'm sure Gray has one. I'm sure Austin has one. So we'll do that here in a little bit. Katkins Animal Shelter, it's our day of giving here. We're playing a little bit of music in between, but we're talking a lot with the volunteers and people involved with the shelter. We got a lot of people coming in today. So stay with us. It's going to be an educational, fun day and productive day. Our goal is $10,000. You can text us through the Civic Media app. You can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can bid on any of the items at 98qcountry.com and click on the Katkins fundraiser at the top of the page. Let's get started. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are 11 days away from the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump in Austin, Texas today, taping the Joe Rogan podcast. Kamala Harris in Houston, Texas, appearing with Beyonce and Willie Nelson, both of whom have endorsed her. What do voters think about the idea of Donald Trump as a fascist, as former Trump chief of staff John Kelly contends this week? ABC News asked about that in a recent poll, and ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the numbers.
This ABC News Ipsos survey shows half of registered voters believe Donald Trump is a fascist, defined in our poll as a political extremist who seeks to act as a dictator, disregarding individual rights and threatening to use force against his or her opponents. Under that definition, 22% say Kamala Harris is a fascist. A third say neither candidate is.
President Biden is in the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. This is ABC News.
Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, it's Trunk or Treat over at Fright Fest at Chrysler Park. We spoke with Nick Glazier, road captain of the Mercer Loons, who said he's going to be making a return to Trunk or Treat this year.
I was at Trunk or Treat last year for the Loons, and wanted to come back. I got asked to come back by numerous people in the community and the chamber, because we are a part of the chamber in Park Falls as well as Mercer, because of our display. So, we'll be back here on Saturday on the 26th for Trunk or Treat. I will have a couple motorcycles down there, mine as well as yours, Dawson.
Absolutely.
And a couple of skeleton displays on them and everything like that, kind of like I did last year, but maybe a little more. Got a lot of candy to hand out to the kids. Just kind of here to support the community.
I think I might be stopping by down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, come on, if my own bike is going to be there, I better be there.
Yeah, you got to stop by. Anybody wants to stop by at Mercer Loon's tent, you know, wants a picture, absolutely. Come get a picture with the bikes.
Anybody who's, you know, kind of curious about them, feel free to stop and ask.
Oh,
Nick, we'll talk your ear off.
Absolutely.
I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3-ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy And that's what we our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome, physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Oh, regional semifinal volleyball last night. Congratulations to Mercer, Prentice, Phillips, all advancing on. And they'll all play for regional championships coming up tomorrow night. Shawamigan traveled to Wabino-Leona, and the number one seed Wabino-Leona topped Shawamigan in that contest. And Butternut also. They traveled to Mellon last night, and Mellon gets their victory. So Mellon and Mercer now will play tomorrow night for the regional championship. That'll be in Mercer. We'll have volleyball for you tomorrow night. It's Phillips, the Loggers, and Coach Hoagland. They're going to take on Edgar at the Phillips Gymnasium tomorrow at, I don't see a game time, but I'm assuming that'll be 7 o'clock. We'll keep you updated, and we'll have Phillips Girls Volleyball on the radio tomorrow night right here on 98Q.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy Cromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries? Make that payment or write that check. If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Join the Park Falls Chamber and local businesses for Fright Fest on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Giant Pumpkin Drop will take place at 11 a.m. in Chrysler Park. The Phillips Children's Museum will offer games and activities. And then walk over to 2nd Avenue for Trunk or Treat, followed by the free movie Mummies, sponsored by NCCU at 2 p.m. Rain or shine, it'll be a spooktacular time.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So you can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000 mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
Absolutely.
Update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Barnett Lake? Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, enjoy dumplings with chicken or pork. Wednesday's pasta night, and Thursday brings delicious German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. On weekends, indulge in all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m., plus prime rib on Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday, plus a sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
All right, a morning show, and it is our week of giving, wrapping up with our day of giving. Joel here. Austin is here. Gray is here. Tanya, the manager of our local catkin shelter, is in studio with us. And Tanya, we're going to have a lot of people coming in today kind of sharing their stories of how they contribute to catkins, maybe their own personal stories. Lots of people coming in today, right?
Yes, we do. We have board members, volunteers, adopters, just all kinds of folks. Some have been with catkins since they opened their doors.
All right, fantastic. Great. Let's get an update on what's going on. We have a bid on almost everything, I think, on our list. A few things, right, that don't have bids?
Very close. I think we're about half a dozen items left without bids remaining, but they are top-notch items. I see vanilla bean maple syrup without a bid. I see moose jaw gear. I see the cat-themed metal sign, where its counterpart, the dog-themed metal sign, has a $100 bid. The cat-themed is sitting there untouched at the moment.
Cats are not happy.
I also wanted to, I don't know, did you shout out about that Renew You Spa mix-up that we had for a second there?
I did not.
We had two people bid the same amount at roughly the same time for the Renew You Spa $85 certificate. It was, I believe, Lisa Dahlgren and Becky Motter. Becky had the lead by just a couple minutes, though, so I had typed Lisa's name on the form. If you were watching very closely, I had to change that, so my apologies. But right now, Becky Motter has the $50 bid on the Renew You Spa.
We'll be deciding it by a cage match in the parking lot later.
All right. And when you do email us, we update the bids on the spreadsheet. We're not necessarily going to reply to your email, but just check the spreadsheet. You'll see the bid update on there. And if you don't, within 10, 15 minutes, and then you can see Austin about the cage match out in the parking lot. But we got the bidding has been fast and furious. Feel free to stop in and take a look at any of these physical items we have. They're here at the radio station, and we will be closing out some of these items through the day. We're not going to close them all out at 4 or 5. In fact, probably like 9 or 10 this morning, we're going to take a handful of items. We're going to close them out. So pay attention here. And we've got Tanya here, manager of the Catkin Shelter. Tanya, we talked a little bit earlier about what it takes when an animal comes into the shelter and kind of the initial expenses, just the very basics of vaccinations and such like that. So talk a little bit about the cats and dogs and what it takes kind of on a daily process just to get them fed and to have it be a pleasant experience for them so they can transition to their forever home.
Sure. So our day usually starts between 7:30 and 8 a.m. And we have a couple of staff members. We have one for the cat side, one for the dog side. And then we also have a team of volunteers that comes in around 8:30 in the morning. And those volunteers take the dogs out of their kennels one at a time for a walk. And while they're being walked, the staff members clean and sanitize and feed and take care of medications, all of those things. And then on the cat side, we have a staff member who literally cleans every single cat cage every single day, feeds, medicates, and takes care of anywhere from 50 to 100 cats daily. So that is just the morning process, and we have a morning schedule we follow that takes about 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours. Usually about noon is when we start taking appointments with folks, because okay, then the animals are ready.
All right. It's kind of like the Catkins version of a dairy farmer. Really, it is.
Yeah.
Dairy farmer gets up. They have that process every day. This is what we're going to do.
Yep.
This is what we're going to do.
And, of course, throw in emergencies, because almost, you know, every week we have, not every morning goes that smoothly. We'll have an animal emergency that involves an emergency vet. You have two staff members. Somebody's got has to run the animal down to the vet or wherever you have to go for the vetting. So it's never predictable. Every day's different.
Yeah, and then in between all of that, you're dealing with, obviously, your number one priority is finding homes to the cats and dogs that are available, people coming in, making appointments and such like that.
Yes.
And getting that whole process done. And again, the facility is housing 60, you said 69 cats right now, and how many dogs, like 14 or so?
14, yep.
About 14 dogs. You can check out photos, catkinsanimalrescue.org. Our goal today is not only to raise funds for Catkins, but we'd like to see all 69 cats find a home by the end of the day. How about that, Tanya?
That would be incredible.
That would be quick. Tanya's like, I don't think that's possible, but we can do that. But the process of getting them back out is rather extensive and expensive, because you scathed on it a little bit earlier, but you talked about going to vets and trying to find the best prices. The expense of that is a major part, I would guess, of the cost of the animals, right?
It is, yeah. And the thing is, with inflation, the cost has gone up for everybody, including Catkins and every rescue, just to feed and get supplies for animals. But one thing we wanted to make sure to do was to not raise our adoption fees, because we know that everybody's struggling. And so even though our costs have gone up, we have not raised our adoption fees so that folks in this area can afford to adopt.
Okay.
That's the whole point, is finding the home, not to make a profit or make money off of the animal.
Right. And like you said, you occasionally have people that come forward that cover the cost of an adoption.
Yes.
If that's an issue for a person. So if someone comes in and a typical adoption of, let's say, a dog, what are they talking about out of pocket, what they would have to pay for that adoption
fee? Sure. So our senior dog adoption fee, which is a dog that's 7 years or older, is $50. For a dog that is 5 months old to 7 years old, it's $200. And for a puppy, it's $250.
Okay.
And then for a cat adoption, our seniors are 35, our kittens are 100, and our adults are 75.
Okay. And just keep in mind, like you said to me before, the cost of the adoption, you lose money on every animal. Not to be rude to the animals, but one of you, we're losing money on every one of you. There's not a profit in there with that adoption
fee. Really a rare thing for us to get an animal in that's fully vetted. It's almost impossible to happen. It does happen. Sometimes we have folks who pass away and they don't have any family to take their animal.
And then they have a cat that's sociable and kind of is ready.
Yeah,
right?
And actually in our community we have an older population and we do have a lot of folks who we end up taking in their animals if they go into a nursing facility or into a hospital setting, and that's one thing we try to talk to people about is having a plan for your animals if something should happen.
Yeah.
And catkins can be part of that plan if you so desire.
All right, our day of giving today for Catkins Animal Shelter here, and if you want to be a part of it, maybe you'd like to pledge 10, 20, 50, 100 bucks, maybe you're doing okay and you've got a little something you'd like to donate to a charity, give us a call. We thank Ross's Sports Shop for their donation and pledge of $100. And we had another gentleman yesterday stop in and pledge $100. That was R&T window cleaning. Rich, if we're going to get to 10 grand, we're going to need some people to step forward a little bit and help out our local Catkin shelter. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. You can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And Gray, I know you have a young man who hangs around this station quite a bit.
Toby
has become the 98Q dog. We have a picture of Toby on our 98Q Country Facebook page, but that was one that you got from a shelter too, right?
No, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, a friend.
Toby was not a shelter dog, but he was one of those situations where a dog who he was living with before he came to us, he was in a very loving home, but they had a dog that I call an old timer. They had I think he was like a 12 or 13 year old lab who did not like Toby, which happens, totally legitimate, but it happened, so happened that we were in the market at the time looking for a dog for Rachel, and we would have gone to Catkins, but Toby kind of fell into our lap a little bit. Also, while I have a moment, too, I did want to shout out, we got to take a look at who is currently in the lead for Renew You Spa, because we had two of the same bid come in again back to back. Those last two emails you showed me had competing bids. We were lucky enough. But in the past, I adopted our cat, Lou, is a shelter cat. He was a magical experience where you open the cage and he hopped onto my shoulder and basically made clear that I was not leaving without him. And he's tolerating Toby back at home right now.
Cats have become, Tanya, so much a part of our lives that we kind of forget how much of a part of our lives they are. Is that clear? I mean, we kind of do. We kind of take them for granted sometimes. But the positive experience, especially in this election time of the year where we're all kind of stressed out, something special about having an animal, they're known to bring stress levels down, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is about a cat is they're so independent. It's such a different experience than owning a dog,
sure. Yeah.
We have an app on our adoption application. We have a question on there. It says, how do you plan on disciplining your pet if they have a behavior issue? And the answers we get for people who are applying for a cat are so humorous, because they're like, you don't discipline a cat. A cat disciplines you.
Yeah.
And it's just super funny to read. It really is true. You don't train a cat. But cats can definitely be therapy animals and during hard times, and they're always there for you.
Yeah, exactly. Our day of giving continues here at 98Q, benefiting the Catkins Animal Shelter. Give us a call. Those pledges, we'd love to have a few businesses, individuals step forward and make our phone ring here at 715-762-3221.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Hi, this is Tom Tiffany. Are you better or worse off than you were 4 years ago?